Well, today I'm at Lotteries Yukon with Deborah Lemaire, and I'd like to introduce her to you. Deborah, would you mind letting us know what your role is here with Lotteries Yukon?
My role here is I'm the program administrator, and I take care of our three funding programs. So we have the Recreational Projects Program, the Travel Assistance Program, and the Community Lottery Program.
Great, thanks very much. So we were talking earlier about some of the common mistakes that you see in applications that come across your table. Would you care to share some of those?
Sure. Often applicants, they don't take the time to prepare a proposal. They're done at or very near the last minute. And you want to ensure that that you have everything ready before submitting an application, that you have all the required documentation, such as the appropriate financial statements, the project budget and supporting materials, quotes, letters of support, all the things that are required for the application, and that the application and the project aligns not only with the organization's mandate, but with the mandate and objectives of the funder. I'd have to say that, you know, first and foremost, you want to familiarize yourself with the funding criteria, with eligible costs and eligible limitations. So some of the things that I regularly see that have been problematic for some of the applicants that have come to us are with project budgets. You want to make sure that all costs associated with a project are clearly identified. You don't want to forget anything such as exchange rates, duties, taxes, shipping costs. Any of these, when you miss them, they can be quite a surprise when you receive the bill. You also want to be able to identify all sources of revenue. You want to specify which funders are confirmed or pending, because often funders consult with one another, particularly if there is a mutual client. Okay. You want to be able to check your math and your formulas. I see a lot where, the math doesn't add up. You know, you've got to be very sure that you double-check all your figures, mm-hmm. double-check all your formulas within a spreadsheet, and also include formulas in a text mode so that we know how you calculated those numbers, how you came up with something. Also, make sure that the numbers that you have on your project budget are reflected the same throughout the application. So if you've got it on one page, you've got one number, and then two pages down the application, it's different. That becomes very confusing. Mm-hmm. And then as a program administrator, I'm having to contact that client and figure out, you know, really what it is that you were supposed to be doing here. You want to provide sufficient detail and add any notes to clarify expenses, particularly those that are in a very broad line item. So, for instance, a project that is, say, a festival, you have production expenses. So that's pretty broad. And you want to be able to specify under there that production expenses may be sound and lighting equipment, facility rentals, all sorts of different technical things that would go under production. Also, applicants want to be sure that they use the form that's provided, that they don't try and reformat it. There's a reason why we have those forms, why they're done that way. It's for ease for not only the applicant, but also for those that are reviewing these applications. Make sure that you know that your budget is realistic. You know, get the quotes, get your estimates. Don't just pull a number out of the sky. You know, funding agents, they're going to be, a lot of the time we know how much something may cost. And so we're going to look at a budget and we're going to say, oh, it seems a little inflated, doesn't seem realistic. And then we're going to have to go back and we're going to have to discuss this with the client. So to make it a lot easier, you know, for yourself and for the funder, is just be really realistic. Know your project. Mm-hmm. Know it really well inside and out. And I think probably one of the other things that I find is one of the biggest mistakes or somewhat neglected, I guess, would be in budgeting, revenues have got to equal expenses. They have to. We have to know that if your expenses are much higher than your revenue, how are you going to succeed in this project? If revenues are higher than expenses, why do you need our money? So, you know, that's that kind of thing. And I can't stress more enough that you double check your numbers, you reread your application, get somebody else to read it, so that you know there is nothing missing. Okay? And that, you know, we strongly recommend and encourage applicants to talk to us, to send a draft in prior to the application intake, and then we can discuss it and we can circumvent any of those little mistakes prior to the application intake date and when, for in our situation, when the commission actually meets to review applications. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Deborah. That was very interesting listening to all of those points that you brought up. And what keeps coming back to me is I'm curious about the applicants. It seems that quite a few of them are racing to meet the deadline. Would that be true?
I think that there are a large number of applicants who will definitely race to get that in there. In some cases, it's a matter of that there are numerous funding deadlines at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so they're having to not only get an application into Lotteries Yukon, but they might be getting one into CDF, they might be getting one into the Arts Fund, they might be getting one into Sport and Recreation. And that takes a long time. So there's you've got to prepare yourself. You've got to know when these funding deadlines are. Give yourself lots of time, so you're not stressed out, and it will be easier.
Thank you so much for that. I think that's really good advice, and thank you for taking the time.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.